Islam, indoctrination, proselytizing. These are words that have gotten more than their fair share of use during this session of the Tennessee legislature. A few Republicans have been on a mission to make sure middle school students aren't getting what they consider a whitewashed version of Islam in their social studies classes. The fact that the legislature is talking about reining in religious education at all may say something about this moment in America right now. WPLN's Chaz Sisk is here for our Monday chat to explain what that moment is. Hello, Chaz.
Hi, Blake.
All right. Why has this issue of how Islam is taught in schools become a legislative issue?
Yeah, you know, lawmakers are really responding to a major outcry in a lot of school districts around the state. And this has been a couple of years in coming. A couple of years ago, the state reworked the social studies standards. This is basically the set of rules that go out to the teachers about what they should be teaching through the year. And when they did this, they really kind of concentrated Islam into middle school world history. And so that's one reason for this. Another is that when you change the standards, then you get new textbooks. A lot of people have been going through the textbooks with a fine-tooth comb, looking for evidence of bias, new homework assignments, things like that. You know, all this sort of heated up in August when people came back to school, and it seemed like a coordinated push to put this on the front burner around the state.
So lawmakers, you've got them responding to what they're seeing in their local school districts, hearing from parents. But what kind of authority does the legislature have over what gets taught in, say, a seventh grade social studies class?
Well, you know, theoretically, quite a bit of authority. State lawmakers can pass a law, and school districts pretty much got to abide by it.
So what's been proposed here? What kind of changes are in store?
Well, one idea came from a Columbia lawmaker named Sheila Butt. She proposed pushing off religious instruction until 10th grade, which is an age where she felt people were more ready to learn about religion and different religions. You know, a lot of people, though, thought that this wasn't really the right approach. The better approach was to leave a little bit more discretion to educators, both at the local level and at the state level. And, you know, ultimately that's where Representative Butt went as well. She signed on as a co-sponsor to the bill that did pass the legislature, and it gave a lot more flexibility to school districts.
Well, go on. What exactly would it do that's so different?
Well, you know, the bill that passed really does a couple of things. One is it requires school districts to take another look at their social studies curriculum, you know, from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade, hold some public hearings, and then and release to the public what it is that they are teaching kids. The second thing that it does is it puts in a ban on proselytizing. Here's how the sponsor of it, State Representative Matthew Hill from East Tennessee, here's how he describes it.
We're very specific with that word, because to talk about the tenets of a specific faith is part of the educational process. To talk about why the pilgrims came here for religious freedom, that is part of history. But to take it that extra step and to start to try to convert, to try to proselytize, whether it be through lectures, through textbooks, standards, curriculum, assignments that are given out, that's where it crosses the line and that's where it's wrong.
All right, we're hearing from Representative Matthew Hill there. Chaz, do lawmakers really agree on what proselytizing is in real life? I'm not sure I know what that would look like.
You know, and I'm not sure that they do either. The bill does not define proselytizing specifically. I think it's kind of like pornography in that old adage that you know it when you see it. It definitely leaves some room there for interpretation.
You know, it strikes me, it seems like we usually hear some of these same people, they might be saying there's too little religion in schools. Of course, they're usually talking about Christianity. So where do you think this is coming from?
Well, you know, you've seen disputes like this all over the country, and I think it probably reflects some anxiety about the nation's growing Muslim population. You know, but for whatever reason, a lot of the people who've been involved in this issue have also been involved in some of the presidential campaigns, particularly candidates like Ted Cruz, who kind of speak to this issue. And, you know, for whatever reason, this heated up around the time that the campaigns were heating up, and it seems to be fading around the times that those are wrapping up in Tennessee.
Wow. Well, last thing, this proselytizing bill that passed, a lot of Democrats were in favor of it, including House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh. And I'm thinking Democrats have been calling out Republicans for, you know, what they might call fear-mongering with some of these efforts aimed at Islam. Why were they able to get on board with this?
Well, I think a lot of Democrats felt ultimately that this bill didn't do a whole lot. It's already illegal to proselytize to kids in the classroom, and they felt like anything that puts this issue behind the state, they're all for it.
Well, thank you, Chaz.
You're welcome.
Chaz Sisk covers politics and the state capitol for WPLN. I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.